I'm Rona Tarrant. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in South Korea for the first time, where he's meeting with leader Moon Jae-in in a summit that's aimed at forging peace on the Korean Peninsula. It's the first summit between the two countries in more than a decade and takes place on the southern side of the military border that divides the two countries. The two are expected to talk denuclearization and exchanges between the Koreas. Kim and President Trump are expected to meet in late May or June. Comedian Bill Cosby is free on $1 million bail after a jury convicted him of sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia area home 14 years ago. The 80-year-old was accused of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. He faces up to 10 years in prison for each of the three counts of aggravated indecent assault. Cosby has said any sexual encounters were consensual. The Hill newspaper has reported that a Jesuit priest who served as chaplain to the US House of Representatives since 2011 was forced to resign by Republican Speaker Paul Ryan earlier this month. According to the report, Father Patrick Conroy's resignation letter included a reference that it was written at the request of Speaker Ryan. A bipartisan search is underway for a new chaplain. Father Conroy's last day will be May 24th. A new study from the Pew Research Center has found that 80% of respondents say they believe in God. However, 56% of Americans say they believe in God as described in the Bible, while another 23% say they believe in some other higher power. 69% of US Catholics say they believe in God as described in the Bible, while 28% say they believe in another higher power. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.